Hi, hey, hi, hello, hey, hi, how's it going? How's your week being? How's your Friday? I didn't see you there. I literally just said it. I just said it because I felt like it. Hi. Oh, hi, I didn't see you there. Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm scattered. Real quick update this week, I think, because I got. But I didn't want to forget, and I can't upload audios from my phone apparently. So, it's been a bit of a busy week. We got the Please Don't Leave Me, Please Don't Leave Me, sans narrative done. I am going to readily admit that, yeah, it doesn't flow quite as well without the narration. Like, what the fuck's happening, bitch? I don't know. What sounds? What the fuck else do you want from me? So that's fine. That's fine. It was an experiment. I'm pretty happy with it. Pretty happy with how it turned out. There's definitely a little bit of like extra sound effects type stuff going on that I like added in that I'd forgotten the first run. Maybe I'll do an ultimate run with like all the sound effects and all the narration and all the blah, 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 and then I can do music and then it'll be like a real audio play. So anyway, that's it's fine. It's fine. I got that done. I got a Friday release out. So good, bitch. You're such a good girl. I've been having a couple really good conversations with the person that I refer to as business manager, but they don't actually like they're not, they're literally just a friend who knows about business and stuff and that helps me. They aren't actually like my manager. I don't have a, I am the manager. Anyway, that's fucking scattered. Can you tell? Been having a couple really good conversations with them this week. The past couple weeks. So I'm hoping to approach things a little differently in the coming months. What else you gotta talk about, bits? Not a lot at this moment. There was something I was gonna bitch about. Oh, right. Real quickly, so I can give you something to listen to. Trigger warning, I'm talking about a pro-life, pro-choice abortion type things. I woke up this morning and was looking at my news feed, and there's an article about a 24-year-old woman in Quebec who was refused Plan B because the pharmacist did not believe in that shit. But she went to the pharmacy, she requested her Plan B. The pharmacist said, "I'm sorry, but I can't help you. I do not believe I am pro-life. I do not believe in giving people medication that they request or something." And this is one of those things that I was really afraid of with the Roe v. Wade being overturned in the United States. So like some context things quickly. Let's back up half a second. Some context things. Quebec in Canada is a little bit special because Quebec is where like back in the day, historically speaking, the French colonists were kept into Quebec, which means Quebec has a bit of an insular, like an insulated French Canadian culture that also includes a lot of Catholicism. The Catholics are wild in Quebec. Quebec equal Catholics in my mind, because I don't like there's other people there, absolutely, but a lot of the politics and stuff in Quebec are run by Catholic guiding purposes, etc. So Roe v. Wade gets overturned in the United States, and like it shouldn't bother anybody in Canada. Why should that bother anybody in Canada? You're not in the United States. You still got. No, this is the kind of thing that I was worried about. It's the bit where it emboldens people to say, yeah, I don't think you have the right to that, lady. And my core anger is at the end of a patient needed a medication, and somebody whose job is there to dispense the medication to help the patient get better refused. So like a person can't even get medical care without somebody, and I've experienced this myself, not with Plan B, but to get a bit into my own shit. I've talked a little bit about the element, about the aspect of I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. You can Google it. I don't have time to tell you what it's all about today. But one of the things is that my periods for the longest time were really fucked up. And I had a doctor refuse to put me on birth control because I had a migraine once. And I said, I understand the risk. risk of, like, there's a higher risk of clots and stuff like that. Fun fact, birth control in general comes with a higher risk of clots and strokes for women. They don't tell everybody that, but this doctor was awfully quick to say, oh, you had a migraine a year and a half ago? I don't feel comfortable giving you this medication. And I said, I understand the risks. I'm personally doing a weighing thing about my body of the benefits of the medication versus the risks, and I would like the medication. I'm not going to prescribe it to you. I'm sorry, but I like big proponent of body autonomy, and that goes right down to medical care. I got opinions about medical care and the separation between doctor and patient element. But reading that this pharmacist was like, I don't believe in abortion, so I'm not going to give you plan B. Sir, it's none of your fucking business. Dispense the drugs. Give the girl the warnings. Go home and pray about it. It's your problem between you and your Jesus. She's figuring her shit out between her and her Jesus, or whatever. Like, it upset me a lot, because I suspect we'll see more of this kind of stuff in Canada. Apparently, the pharmacist's actions were protected under the Charter of Rights in Canada. He is allowed to refuse service based on his own personal values, which I think is interesting, considering he's in a medical profession where you're going to be helping all sorts of people who don't necessarily subscribe to your same faith beliefs. And I don't know, it feels a little bit like a power trip to me. It feels a little bit like a man. Anyway, don't get into it. Fucking roll ourselves back. We wanted to make it quick. That happened. I'm annoyed by that. That like sparks off some shit in my brain where I'm like, oh, fucking God damn it, go back. So it'll be interesting to see how things work out. This is why I was really worried about Roe v. Wade being overturned in the U.S. because it just emboldens the small minority of people that feel like it is important to, like, withhold this right from people for some reason. It just emboldens them to be like, yeah, look, I'm right. No, you're not. Everybody has the right to their own fucking body and how they want to take care of it, and you don't have to agree with it. That's just a fact of life. But anyway, things that I did with my body this week included vibing myself and grinding myself to fuck and bitching about a TV show. It's really great. That's the Friday exclusive. Anyway, I have an event. I am off the computer this entire weekend. So if you need my attention or something badly, I'm sorry, but call 911 instead, or like your mom or your siblings or your friend, your best friend, call your best friend. I'm out. I got a family thing to go to. So, I hope you're having a great day. I hope you're having a great week. I hope you're having a great weekend. Sounds like there's a lot of weddings happening this weekend. So if you run into me at one, be cool. Keep hydrated. Remember, everybody deserves to take care of their bodies how they want to. And if, you know, some people want to do weird things to themselves, but like, what's it gonna do? What you gonna do? They're not hurting nobody. Anyway, it's been a week. I'm hoping my time off, like my time away, I'll be able to like get some writing done though. So hopefully, fingers crossed, the summer solstice special will be starting. Solstice special? It's not a solstice thing. Shut up. Stop talking. Okay. Thank you so much. Next week I will have a calendar of events, etc. for you. For the next couple months, I think. Yeah, next couple months. Okay. Anyway, again, have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Have a great life. Hydrate, baby. I love you so much. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you to my new people. Thank you to my old people. If you're in the nom tier or up, I sent you a message about putting your name in the video credits. Please message me back. Okay, stop talking. Bye.